Hey, we are here at the 2000, forgot we were recording, at the 2018 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C., and we are here with Mr. Tim Peterson from Advantage Analytics.
You got it right. I'm doing very well, Mike. How are you?
This time. I'm doing good.
That's
doing
good.
Yeah. How is the conference going for you, sir?
Been fantastic.
Yeah?
It's my my second time here.
Oh, good.
My observation is it's absolutely a marathon, which I've got to manage my schedule a little bit better. Some of these evenings get to be a little late, but
they do.
It's been a great event, great content, great form, great speakers. Been very, very impressed with the conference.
Is there anything in particular that you, I mean, because you're Mr. Data, Mr. Analytics, all that, what interests you here that you want to see or you even take back to your organization?
Yeah, stating the obvious, I think it's just so many of the credit union leaders are here in one place. So the ability to just, you know, go, you know, breakfast meetings, lunch meetings, getting to see customers, talking to their management teams, that's been probably one of the best, I think, opportunities is just, you know, all these credit union leaders together under one roof, same place. I thought the opening keynote on Monday with George W. Bush, I thought was a great opening. Content all around. The sessions, the breakout sessions have been fantastic, though.
Very cool. Good to hear. Good to hear. That's good feedback for the CUNA folks.
There you go.
We'll keep that in the recording, all right? So what's happened since the last time we spoke? The last time we spoke was at CUNA Tech.
Yes.
Out in the desert, somewhere out there in Arizona, I think it was.
Yeah.
So what's the latest these days?
Well, we've been busy, been heads down. I think we had mentioned last time we're a team of over 130 people strong.
We've got already? Tim, you guys have been around for what, 2 years maybe?
We launched officially in May of last year.
Oh my gosh, so, I forget. Almost less than a year, and you're already up to 130 people?
Yeah, so we feel very encouraged, very pleased with the response from the marketplace. We're up over 100 customers. We've got several key endorsements from key industry partners, CUNA being one of them. We've got other partnerships that we've been establishing and continue to invest a great amount in the industry, over $250 million over the next few years.
Wow. So good for you guys.
We've been busy. The team's been scaling. We've been, just the response from the marketplace has been very, very encouraging, and we couldn't be more humbled by that.
Well, congrats on your success. I mean, and obviously this is a very hot item in the industry right now. I think pretty much any industry right now is going after analytics to better know their audience. And so you guys are hitting the nail right on the head here. So what's been happening at Advantage Analytics, and how are you answering your clients' needs, the 100 and so clients that you already have?
How are
you answering their needs these days? Because it sounds like they're ever evolving. You know, this is not sitting still at all.
It absolutely is. I mean, part of our offering is we certainly offer software solutions, everything from tools to help you get a 360-degree view of the member, whether they're more reporting and performance management solutions, advanced or predictive analytics. But we've been spending a lot of time just helping consult with credit unions, wherever they're at in their journey, whether it is to help them get started. Maybe they had a past data and analytics effort that didn't go as well as they would like to, so they're trying to kickstart that again, or pressure test a strategy that they've already had. So we've been focusing just really helping credit unions identify what we call these top value use cases. When we talk about a data strategy within the credit union landscape, a lot of times people tend to go to what are all the technology components, the foundational ingredients, and that almost becomes the data strategy. And what we've been working with credit unions on is just how do you define what are those business scenarios, business events, whether it's around lead generation, churn reduction, cross-selling indirect members to be more full-service members, and really taking, our differentiator is taking much more ownership and much more of a focus on execution, helping credit unions act upon the insights so they can get the value. So that's what we've been up to. We just came off our charter membership event. A couple weeks ago, we brought all the founding customers of Advantage together for 3 days and had great speakers. It was a great event because we had a chance to get some feedback, validate some of the things that we've been, our vision at least for the industry. There was some pretty good excitement coming out of that session.
What is the interest in this industry with data and analytics and bringing the two together? Because, I mean, this is, you know, it's notoriously a very conservative industry, but once, you know, once a few dive in, we all kind of follow it, and it's a good thing, actually.
Yeah.
But with data and analytics, there's still this newness around it.
Yeah.
And you get a lot of, like, what do we do with it? How do we use it? What do we, and how do you convince I don't want to say convince, but how do you like get the message across that this is a necessary thing these days?
It can be a very daunting topic, and we really stress again this concept of a use case. How do you take kind of this daunting thing and really break it apart and decompose it into smaller bite-sized chunks? And that's really our model around this notion of a use case. So how do you get started on the journey? Are you able to deliver business value in a very quick order, and really develop a portfolio of these use cases? But I think credit unions, they absolutely see the value of data and analytics. We're encouraged that they're not just sitting still. They're not admiring the problem. They're not sitting on the sidelines. I think, you know, most, at least the customers that we work with, see it as absolutely critical part of their strategy, whether it's to drive growth, whether it's to drive the member experience, or really their digital transformation. Analytics is core to all of that. And I think some share our vision that we have for the industry, which is, how do we really come together? We've got this notion of an industry platform, an industry ecosystem around data and analytics, and it takes staying power, it takes money, it takes scale to be able to accomplish that. And so with the backing of CUNY Mutual Group, we believe we're at least one of the players that can help lead that effort to really bring collaboration around this topic of data and analytics. So I think credit unions see the importance, and they really see it, I believe, really as part of their survival going forward.
I totally agree with you. All right, let's get out your crystal ball for 2018.
Yeah.
And so where do you guys go this year, and how do you see this year shaping up as far as, you know, in the data and analytics world?
So I think we'll continue to experience tremendous growth. We've got a number of credit unions that have expressed interest in our pipeline, but we're very focused on successfully executing on our commitments that we've made so far, scaling the team. I think you'll see us continue to make acquisitions. We'll continue to make big investments in creating our own assets. We've got some big announcements coming in a couple months. So we'll
Teaser. Thanks for that.
It's a very, very significant, very large announcements coming that I think will bring this whole notion of this industry platform much more into focus. It's going to be a busy year.
All right. Well, we're sitting on pins and needles. All right. So where can we find you guys? Can we get some more information on all this stuff?
Our sales team, our B2B sales team with CUNY Mutual Group. We've got an Advantage sales team that's out in the market. AdvantageAnalytics.com, our website. We've got a lot of content. We're also on Twitter. We're on LinkedIn. Advantage, A-D-V-A-N-T-E-D-G-E.
Yes.
A little bit, again, of a play on words.
I like that.
So we've got quite a bit of content out there, and we publish a lot of our white papers, but that's where I'd point folks.
Okay. One last question here. I'm kind of asking this of everybody. What do you want to take away from the show? What do you want to learn here and then take back to your organization? Is there anything in particular that you can take back and then kind of implement or apply?
Yeah, so I think, you know, certainly some of the breakout sessions, there's lots of topics. There's topics around blockchain, which I'm pretty familiar with. I think it's all about how do you take some of these concepts and really, again, distill them into something that you can try, testing and piloting. So obviously a lot of things that we can take away from an advocacy point of view. What can we do to be more vocal with our local representatives on some of these key topics? Yeah. But there's so much, you know, it's how do you digest it? Again, I think the biggest thing for me is really just the connections with our credit union partners.
Keep those relationships going, man. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Tim, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank
Keep
you.
Up the good work.